From Marketplace, a special report on turbulent financial markets. I'm David Brancaccio for Ben Johnson. The Chinese state media are calling today Black Monday. Chinese shares sank to new lows this morning, wiping out all of this year's gains on the Shanghai market. The composite index there closed down 8.5%, putting Asian and to some extent European markets into a tailspin as investors worried about the effects of a slowdown inside the second largest economy in the world, China's, and its effects on emerging market economies and beyond. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Morning, David.
Declines in China's stock market have been a reoccurring theme this summer, but today the markets were in a kind of free fall. What happened?
Well, I think part of this is cyclical. You know, Friday's terrible day on the New York Stock Exchange, which was in part a reaction to last week's poor performance in the markets here in China, I think had an effect. So there's a bit of a global market feedback loop going on here. Another reason for today's crash is that Chinese investors have been holding out hope that China's central bank would come to the rescue by injecting more liquidity into the banking system, essentially giving banks more money to make loans. But that hasn't happened yet. So there's a lot of fear that China's government, which time and time again has stepped in when the market has gone south, isn't going to continue to do that.
But at the same time, China's government's not going to just stand there and watch the market collapse.
Well, you know, today it certainly did. But, you know, we're hearing rumors the central bank may inject more money into the system as early as next month. And not only that, but over the weekend, Beijing announced a new rule that allows the managers of China's massive pension fund to invest up to nearly 100 billion U.S. dollars worth of its citizens' pensions into China's stock market. You know, that will obviously be a nice financial boost to the market, but it seems like a desperate attempt to prop it up. And I'm not sure how comfortable the Chinese people will be with the government putting their pensions into a stock market that's been this volatile.
Now, this decline in Shanghai today is going to make market players on Wall Street, what's the word, uncomfortable when they wake up.
Yeah. You know, I think people are worried things are about to get very ugly on Wall Street. I spoke to Ann Stevenson Yang about this today. She's an analyst for J Capital Research, and here's how she thinks all of this will impact the U.S. economy.
There are, you know, immediate short-term effects like a decline in earnings for international companies that derive profit from China, a decline in export earnings for companies that export to China, and people are going to be reassessing China's ability to pay its debts. All sorts of things.
Ann thinks that we're about to see Wall Street respond very badly to the news in China today, but I think it's important to add that she and many other China economists are more hopeful about how the U.S. economy will fare in the long run, despite this Chinese slowdown.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.